가서 뭐도 시원한 시래 땅을 좀 딱 땅을 좀 동화 망보 신용해야지 가서 시원한 시래 저나 친절로 시 온도 송치 동화 망보 신용하시 나 친절로 시즈 뜻이래 다 아니 미다바 인바다 딱 벌쯤 봤어 친절로 지지 아니 동화와나 대벌쯤 봤어 나 친절로 지지 아니 지다 다음에 와나 딱도 쯤 봤어 아니 미다 아니 그래 좀 아래 동아만 대화를 좀 봐서 다시 아 밑다 그래서 그래
미 장화 장님
장 장대 딱딱 그래 네. 미 장화나 장화를 좀 봐 네. 아니 동아와나 대화를 좀 봐서 다음에 볼 다음도 좀 봐서 아니 지금 그래 동아와나 대화를 좀 봐서 그래
다음에 봐 다음도 좀 봐
다음에 다음도 좀 봐서 시
Many of the suffering that we experience arises as a result of following after the four erroneous conceptions. Yeah. So what are the four erroneous conceptions? Conceiving that which is impermanent to be permanent. Conceiving that which is unclean to be clean, conceiving that which is in the nature of suffering to be happiness, and conceiving that which is selfless to have a self.
어떻게 다 대 삼모다에 말해 당한절다 생나는 믿어봐 나서 용하시다 생기 등해래 다 떤다 다 믿어봐 나서 용하시다 떤다 조조 다 진실로
So many of our problems and our unhappiness, especially in a mental disturbance, arises from following these four erroneous conceptions.
어떻게 제자 다 딘데기 다 진실로 진반시 도할 시도 다 조조 진실로 zimba shi ti ta duwa shi du, dangu tsu chenpa nyarsha shi si nam tu di sungu duwa. Chenpa nyawar shaba shi si ni ta, na chumde di duye kabla, ta tiri wu ta chinche lo shi ti duwa shi du, ta chenpa nyawar shaba shi so, duk si ni gomen shi sungu ya le.
So, in order to stop these four erroneous conceptions, the Buddha taught the four close placement of mindfulness.
What does it mean? That penata, that's all cut this singer, that Missawan, someone Zimba said, so that ranking the Sasin Yolim, Pumbody, last summer time, but it. The Sasin Yolim, Pumbody, Tungi Missavarashin, but it. 제상 다디 미장의 당신이 섬마 당시 다 돈다니 디 땅에 다 가르쳤다 아 더 장어집에 다 진바디 아니 지금 로트와 다 미장의 당신 시도 안 할 때 장어집에 진바디 로트고로 와 어 돈다니 대 장어집에 진바디 로안도 간라 텔레시비 신자 충을 줘야지 저거 뒤에 봐라 착신 충을 줘야지 그러 봐 어때 다 거봐 진짜 저거 뒤에 살아
So, when we look at the conception of that which is unclean to be clean, we should relate that conception to how we view our bodies, how we relate to our bodies. So, in reality, our bodies are dirty. By nature, yeah, dirty and unclean. Yeah. So by seeing this, so the mind that sees the reality of the body can reverse any erroneous conception of it as being clean, yeah, and pure. And the purpose of seeing this reality of the body is to overcome attachment for it.
What does it mean? Then the same thing goes on. That can be changed. That means lead changed. That judang. Then that that can lead. That can be changed. Can be changed. Some of them. Then that then, misang on come. That the lead misang on come. That chisu. That diabasu. 다 rota usita, and Pumbo Rochatura, Jin, Nako Pumbo Tuxta, then that Missangomes, that Tamba. Markdown, Tatawana, Mahombe Luz, Tuxinta, to the summer dance, called Mr. Ranshin Risha, so in the young, summer dance, Sumatua.
So it is taught in the teachings that we should look at how unclean and dirty. Our body is in terms of the three times, past, present, and future. So we should bring to mind, you know, the source of this body, from where and from what did this body come about. And looking at the body of the present by seeing how it is in nature, how it is by nature dirty and clean, and how in the future this body is what will become a corpse, yeah.
All right, today some tando hana ko ta luidi misayu rangshin ba seti ta samla tanga anishik ta shen tuwe shi ta samla tangzi shen shi tanda nyingba tila ki nangshi re ta tila chakbe chakba ta luidi la shi chak shi ta ti tanda hala ta dikba mungu saye shi luwa ta tanda chakbe ongi yungu yo re tia taki shiba nangshi zangwa zinchi
In order to see this nature of the body as being dirty and unclean, so we have to analyze, we have to reflect and think. By seeing the nature, how it is dirty and unclean, we will be able to reverse put aside any attachment we have for our bodies. A lot of times, people accumulate all kinds of negativities because of attachment to their bodies. Yeah, and this attachment very often arises from this erroneous conception of the body as being pure and clean. While the body is indeed dirty and unclean by nature, the teachings never ever suggest that one should then, neglect one's body. The teachings never ever suggest that we should then discard it or we shouldn't take good care of it. Yeah. Although the body is by nature dirty and unclean, but it can be put to good use. Yeah, on the basis of this body, one can practice the Dharma, one can cultivate a good heart, and one can be of benefit to others. Yeah. So it is wrong to then think that one should just neglect the body and not take care of it just because it is by nature dirty or impure. So just because the nature of the body is such that it is dirty and it is unclean, and that doesn't mean that therefore one should not take care of one's personal hygiene by not cleaning it, by not washing it. Yeah.
Don't do that.
So this body can be useful if you use it for something virtuous, if you use it to benefit others. So for that reason, we need to take care of the body. But this advice, or this instruction of looking at the unclean and impure nature of the body is a method for us to work and to deal with our attachment. Yeah. So this close placement of mindfulness on the body is one of the methods to reduce our attachment.
Shingbat nzu dapu shu yu zogbe rangshin redi ina yang kod pen doji chakyo zan dapu jabshi shingal lukshin yang chik 근데 지금 딱 보니까 또 이거 또 작신도 해야 말지 내가 딱 보자지 표정이 할 수가 또 빼지 나신래 나도 봐.
Taking care of one's body, although it is by nature dirty and impure, is like how some farmers, you know, collect and store, you know, the droppings of their farm animals. Yeah, so almost animal droppings, animal waste is dirty, you know, but because it can be put to good use, so the farmers keep it and then use it, yeah. But at the same time, they're not attached, right? They don't have, they're not attached to the animal waste, yeah.
But they take care very well, no? So, but that, for example, last time when I was young, when I become monk in Kapa, so that time, Lama Ishi, Lama Ishi's time, so, that time in Kapan, we don't have many houses, so a lot of empty land. So we have to plant the vegetable. So we plant vegetable, then we plant cauliflower, cabbage. So that time we are young, so we have to go to the fields, you know, put them. That time, I don't know, the Lama Ishi, he teach us how to go to the toilet, you know, the safety tank, put with the bucket, bring the this what you call this I forgot the name, huh? All the pee poo go there, the liquid, you know, inside the tank. Then we go with the some the bucket. Then that's where the cabbage, cauliflower, you know. So Lama Ishi teach us how to don't put on top, he said, you know, put so he said, dig the soil a little bit, then you have to put one scoop, you know, below that cover soil. You know? So after that your cauliflower become yeah. You put the cow dung, it's only this much. You put the human dung, then it's not. So that time we did that, you know, when I was a kid. So then after we eat that one, yes. So. Mm-hmm. Huh? Anyway, so so like that. But what I'm saying here. What do you mean? Don't I need to tie uncle? Kapwa lumisang rese, lutungay rangshi rese, niko yang chik nangshu danji mare, nangko dapu jakwa shi, yang di shen ku yore, roba. Zozo da sungay di tere, ko chak shen kwa shi, chak shen ti jen shi, ani mitoba naso shi yungay shi sung ku yore, ote.
Yeah, so when sometimes it's, people may misunderstand that, you know, that, you know, because they mean they have this idea that, oh, if the body is in the nature of suffering and if it's unclean, then maybe they should neglect it. Yeah. So of course, that is not correct. Yeah. So you have to take care of the body, but the message is that the whole point is about working with the attachment. Yeah, for one's body.
어떻게 되나마 아니지 딱 아니지 딱 좋아 참만 시작하네. 지조조다 둥하고 대화진배 아니식다 신절로 놓지도 아시도 다 조다 전반야로 샤바스다 꼬매디 말해.
Then you have the close placement of mindfulness of on feelings. Yeah, and that is a method for us to overcome the erroneous conception. You know, conceiving of suffering to be happiness.
어떻게 당한서 아니 지금 변한다 초아지 개인도 가다 다 지금 친구가지 아니 지 유지 가야로 할 때는 초 신발진 용도 가나 아니 딜라 쉬우 차가지고 오늘 초 대화 때 쉬우다 지금 대회랑 신발지 섬나 당체 아니 지금 다 차신 깨체 다 뒤 아니 지금 다 地团的准备的就是修做的的强行地王子地团的准备做养地多人都管了养地错掉什么什么都养地云天的诸葛的三界那你提了九千多那应当强行地王子嘛就在东岸那座下的修木头啊错掉中村建筑的一那样可能有矛盾都管了那你过东岸给人写下去就其中偏都到他的东岸也是没得过国内公的偏没关系错满足那么就错掉三修了吧就让东岸人信是他了东岸人信不信的是吧
whenever we experience a pleasant feeling, it may be very small to start off with, yeah. But we immediately get emotionally attached, you know, emotionally so involved with the feeling, and we hold on to it, we want to hold on to it and grasp at it, you see.And that's what most people work for in their lives, isn't it? In order to achieve this feeling, you know, to have this feeling arise, you know, then everybody does all kind of things, you know, many different kind of things to achieve this pleasurable feeling. And when one pleasurable feeling subsides, when it finishes, then we focus and turn our attention to the anotherpleasurable feeling, and then, you know, run after it, and then, you know, we have to then do so much, you know, to achieve it, yeah, that same feeling, yeah. But if we analyze, you know, the nature of those pleasurable feelings, first, they can never increase forever. Yeah, they don't increase. And second, they always end up giving suffering.
我听的是这样，到错的动物上心吧，错的什么当前，安尼就到掉完了，安尼就动物掉完了，就落地进入大海。我听的是。
So by seeing how feelings in the nature of suffering, then we can reduce, you know, or work with this erroneous conception, conceiving, you know, suffering to be happiness.
我听得下，听也听得，但从那错啊，俺们就能觉得，俺就能就用那个错掉了，俺们掉了信心，修小心切切。我第一次出去，那东岸门口杀下去。我这的怪气度，俺朝东岸有人信把国民送回来了。
Yeah, most of us are very attached, you know, we are very emotionally involved with our pleasurable feelings, and then we, you know, in the process accumulate non-virtue in order to experience that, yeah.
我听得下，听得嘛？他大伯子们当真多，吸毒啊？安尼就生米大伯过门，他种的啊，是吧？他生天半夜下生的，他生了天半夜下把地给做的，当真多吸毒，是吧？他生天半夜下把工钱，他当真多呀。
Then you have the close placement of mindfulness on the mind.And that is a practice to overcome the erroneous conception of permanence.
我听的是呢，听的嘛，他道途中的当真的念佛了，安尼是他当真的，来亲切老天念佛了，安尼当面观面，我提示送来，对了，他确定嘛也是观面的，等到他提示来。
Then you have the close placement of mindfulness on phenomena, and that is done by seeing how all phenomena lack a self, yeah.And such a reflection is to overcome the erroneous conception of conceiving that which is selfless to be to have a self. Yeah.
어떻게네단단히다들다갈수나다잠만이셔시스루잠만이셔아니초와잠만이셔심잠만이셔초잠만이셔시이소어떻게네송해뒤에다고매대소진주로그냥보시된대시다독채다단단히진주로뒤온게다자신이구유하래다자신독채아니동안용서나해어떻게
So these are the four close placement of mindfulness. Yeah. So four close placement of mindfulness on the body, feelings, mind, and phenomena. And this is the method in order to reduce and to work with our attachment and grasping. Because our attachment and grasping arises many a times.Due to four
어떻게니담지아니지전주쌤때랑쌤자담지아니지아니지다쌤게얘기누바여대바시사안얘기누바여대바시어떤데에서아니지공부시에지아니가슴수만하시에담지아나고바치고해그러어떻게숨고여래사안얘기를여봐전주쌤게얘기누바여봐어떤데에서아니지공부시에지담지아니지고바치고해어디숨고여래
So we've finished with the benefits of the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta. And so this mind of enlightenment is very precious. And this precious mind arises due to the existence of the suffering sentient beings who are tormented by suffering. So as we saw in the last lesson,how their instructions are advised in the teachings to regard sentient beings as like the teacher. Yeah. And then, so bodhicitta arises from due to sentient beings. And sentient beings from their own side have the Buddha lineage, have the Buddha nature. And they also have the potential, the chance to develop this mind of enlightenment. And so for those reasons,Therefore, we should try to respect sentient beings and take care of them.
어떻게니다지불아태다던다가다와라마시용용그래산자라치삼잡아잡아낭신삼자라랑기다태낭신지다구바치고그랬어어떻게니다와라마다산자라최시아니삼자라바도스땅마낭가랬어디로와
So, This will come a bit later in the text, you know. But there's a verse, you know, which states that as much as one cherishes the Buddha, then that much one should also cherish the sentient beings, yeah. So it will come, there's a verse that will talk about this. So there is an internal contradiction. If we cherish the Buddhas and make offerings to the Buddhas,but do not cherish the sentient beings. So there's an internal contradiction here.
어떻게니다던다이니들에다다전주쌤길다평윤망보의삶을당제전주쌤자신부려서어떻게되신다전주쌤강래주서나쌤자는때는중대하시그러봐어떻게다쌤자는어떻게되삶을당제아니지다전주쌤을아니뭐봐도대봐여봐이나아니쌤자는다가나신지구치고해어떻게되시다공부시제강투도
So, you know, if we reflect on the benefits of bodhicitta, then one would find that bodhicitta is precious. And so if we find bodhicitta is precious, then the advice is that we should also then find that the sentient beings from which you know, the bodhicitta arises, yeah, we find those sentient beings to be precious.And then from that reason, then to take care, to cherish the sentient beings, and as much as possible not harm the sentient beings.
독신이 다던다 다 근데 실이샤 다 되네마 가슴 참든데 가솔다 아 다 리우니 바디 바샤베 리우 소 독신이 다 장주스 송알라 아니지 가솔다 담보다 아니지 다 갈진 디디 샤과에 말 가서 가래 초사과에 다 아니지 가 퉁겐 초사과에 안 갈진 디디 장과에 어딘데스 다 통네 아니 지금 장주 있음 계고에 이제 숨고야래 제단 담 다딘데 송은 딘데 치도 다딘에 맞다 담보다 아니 가수하다 오다 최배 야라 도시 리그멘도 다 담보티 팀멘도 배신 팀에서 쳐봐 알아봐 쳐봐 피해 다 최배 야라 다 담보 팀에
So in order to adopt the mind of enlightenment, we must accumulate the merit, which is the favorable condition for adopting bodhicitta, and we need to purify our minds of the negativities, which is the unfavorable condition that obstructs the generation or the adoption of such a mind. Yeah.
어떻게 자자 당어 달람님 주문을 여받은 직관해 달람님 주문을 여하시 퉁겐 초사바스 갈진 디바장바스 다 디니 다 오네 지금 냠는 게 똑바째기 현재 층에도 지급을 했어 알아봐 아니 지금 다 남기 명남 공바스 다 남다 샤르곰치스 명남 공매디 다 똑바째기 냐는 게 주로 지급을 알아봐 제자 명남 공바 직급이 아니 남기 똑바째 영화됐어 냐버도 아니 지다 현지치게 아니 지 갈진 딕딕장에 둥이 초사버디 아니 메드미로 마시레스 어떤 신다람이 쇼만한 숨도 말아봐.
So it is said in the great treatise on the stages of the path that accumulating merit, which is the favorable condition, and purifying the negativities, which is the unfavorable condition. These are the cooperative conditions for the production of the path in one's mind. These are the cooperative conditions. Yeah. To accumulating merit and purifying the mind of negativities, they are the cooperative conditions for generating the realizations in the mind. And the substantial cause for the realizations, the substantial cause for producing the realizations in the mind is sustaining the meditation on the respective topics of the Lamrim, yeah. Okay? So, which means to say that if one just sustain the meditation on the stage, on the various topics, on the stages of the path, without, you know, accumulating merit and without purifying the mind or obscurations, which are the cooperative conditions, then the realizations will not arise in the mind. Yeah. So as such, yeah, one cannot neglect, yeah, and the accumulating of merit and the purification of the negativities. And so these two are indispensable.
What in this? Just a. What the ganashin? That lamrim na yo. That the ganashin chik tuha kaso tapoki. That so so that chujin that nyambai na ani chik nyena chik misins. 삼나 아니 삼로이 담바이나 처음에 고하지 아니 지 아 지 검지 잡아이나야 아니 지 똑바미 잡아 다 랑기 로이 노바시 투중중 잡에 깝라 아니 지다 신기 툴라 때마 명아인스 다 돈다 대송도 다 돈다 신 잡아지나 땡체 소선 집장 치고 해야 돼 뭐냐 지 명아 담바시래서 독생 송해
So Lama Tsongkhapa said in his great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment that when we hear the teachings, we don't remember. When we reflect on the teachings, we don't understand. And then when we meditate, we don't experience or produce any experience or realizations. So at such times when the mind is very weak, then one has to rely on the power of the merit, on merit field or the field of merit. Yeah. And this is a personal instruction. So this is what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Yeah.
어 뜻이네. 다때 망보 용도 다가 가르쳐나. 다 전주 쓴 깨발아 아니 촉가도 사과야지. 어떤 다티 다 르두게 몸을 르두게 다 촉촉이 줄라 다 전주 쓴 깨야지 숨도 왔다가 나지 바바 토메장 쓴 당위 줄라 아니 지 쓴 당화지나 티 줄라 아니 지 다 가서 전주 쓴 깨. 어떤 지그래 제장 다 쳐봐 피해 할라디 다 돈다 쓴 당화지 쓴 당화지 어떤 데 차근나 줘야지 숨고도 와. 제다다 쳐봐 표지 쓴 당화제시 알아봐 쓴 당화제 아 뒤에 주나 뒤줄하다 전주 쓴게 어디 숨고요래.
So there's a need to accumulate merit and to purify the mind or of negativities in order to be able to generate, you know, bodhicitta. So Nagarjuna has said, stated the need to accumulate a vast amount of merit in order to generate bodhicitta, and Arya Sangha has said that, you know, one needs to accumulate merit in order to make the mind clear, and it is because it is only when the mind is clear that bodhicitta can arise. Yeah. So the point of accumulating merit through making offerings is to and to make the mind clear. Lucid, clear. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 돈다 뒤사 뒤네마 다 담보 다 최배 꼬르송에 샤 다 담보 쳐봐. 아, 네. 최배 꼬르면도. 네. 네. 최배 꼬르 샤 다 린지 송 린지 쓴데 송아 최배지 대신 샤바 남다 담배 쳐 군조 팀만 내가 산지스 이런데 야수 남다 내가 쳐서 다 뒤네마 다 최배 라고 주는 거래.
Okay, so chapter 2. In order to uphold that precious mind, I make excellent offerings to the Tathagatas, to the sacred Dharma, the stainless jewel, and to the children of the Buddhas, the ocean of excellent qualities. So the first line says, in order to uphold that precious mind. So this states, you know, the attitude that one should have when making offerings. Yeah. So here in this context, one should have the thought that I'm going to make offerings so that I can generate bodhicitta.
What do you mean? That the da today sun the tanda yin da ko kulong sang bu ji yo bai na da tanda yin kasi na zuo zuo ji sun guo le bian na da ka kulong zhi chuo ba bie de wo me er wa dang a jia dong wo me ge qi du yang chuo ba bie de mang bu ji cha ti bie le an da ga na xin ka kuo le shen na dong xi jing jie shen na dong de jie yang ji yang ji bie de de jing guo le da tanda yin jin de xi da ma yin ma xi da tanda yin da ka sa wo ba dang.
Many a times people the reason for making offerings is to put on a show, you know, to put on a show of done with arrogance or pride. You know. And then there are also many times when people actually make offerings, but it is made with, you know, a sense of not willing to part with the offerings, you know,
They do offer, but you know, there's this sense of clinging, you know, there's this miserliness, you know, kind of clinging. Yeah, so one should not make offerings with such attitudes,
yeah. Oh,
So one should have this correct motivation, yeah, a pure motivation for making offerings, yeah. And the motivation here is to be able to develop a bodhicitta, and bodhicitta is all about benefiting others.
What is it? Dinema, what is it? Dinema, that chow pisa yusum, tishin, shapanam, tambech, kunjutimam, sanjese, in the jasu namla, start on the tigita, and chow pisa yu, start on the samba tinde chane, that you cabarjin tindejila.
So with that as the motivation, then the rest of the verse indicates, you know, the objects to whom one makes offering, and the objects here are the supreme objects, the supreme field of merit. Yeah, and one makes offerings to the Buddhas, to the sacred Dharma, and also to the Bodhisattvas.
What do you mean? That teaching Shepa said, that Sanjay Sunger, teaching Shepa, Sanjay Sun, not on that Chipa, that teaching Shepa, so to that Sanjay Sungure, Takas Mola Shubanashire, Sanjela, and Chipa, and it Chukuku, Sukuku, so to see Chapa Chete, or that.
So I make excellent offerings to the Tathagatas, or the one that's gone, which is it's Buddha. And you remember from our previous discussion, when we talk about Buddha, then, you know, there is the truth body and the form body. And then we make offerings to the Dharma as well. The Dharma here refers to the true path and true cessations. And then to the children of the Buddhas, children of the Buddhas are the Bodhisattvas, but primarily we are talking about the Bodhisattvas who abide on the first ground and beyond. So essentially indicating the Sangha Chowo. So I didn't get to mention this before, but the Buddha jewel can be divided into the ultimate Buddha jewel and the conventional Buddha jewel. So the two form bodies are the conventional Buddha jewel, and the two truth bodies are the ultimate Buddha jewel. Likewise, the Dharma jewel can be divided into the ultimate Dharma jewel and the conventional Dharma jewel. The ultimate Dharma jewel is the true path and true cessation. Then the conventional Dharma jewel refers to the 12 branches of scriptures. And when condensed, you can have the three scriptural collections. So then as for the Sangha jewel as well, you can divide them in the ultimate Sangha jewel and the conventional Sangha jewel. So one way of looking at it is that the ultimate Sangha jewel refers to the true path and true cessation, and the conventional Sangha jewel refers to the superiors. This may be useful for future discussion here. Yeah. When we, you know, talk about refuge, we can talk about ultimate refuge and conventional refuge. So when we talk about refuge here in this context, you know, refuge here refers to the objects of refuge. Yeah. So you can have the ultimate objects of refuge and the conventional objects of refuge. So when we talk about the ultimate objects of refuge, we are talking about the final objects of refuge, which means the ultimate objects of refuge exist only on Buddha ground. Then you have the conventional objects of refuge, or the temporal objects of refuge. Yeah. So this refers to the true path and true cessations in the continuum of a sentient being. So with this attitude, with a pure attitude, then one offers well to all these different objects mentioned here. So offering that is well done means offering with respect.
So
Then as for the offering substances, there's many different offering substances. First, we look at those offering substances that are unowned. Yeah, those are offering substances that are unowned. Whatever flowers and fruits there are, and whatever kinds of medicine, whatever jewels exist in this world, and whatever clean, refreshing waters, jewel mountains, and likewise forest grows, quiet and joyful places, heavenly trees ornamented by and bedecked with flowers, and trees with branches laden with good fruit, fragrances and incense of the realms of gods, wish-fulfilling trees and jewel trees, uncultivated harvests and all ornaments, they are worthy to be offered, lakes and pools adorned with lotuses, and the beautiful cry of wild geese. So all the flowers there are existing in the pure lands, in the realms of the realms of the celestial beings, in the human world and in the Naga world. So whatever, you know, whatever you can find, you know, all the different kinds of species of flowers, you know, the flowers that are mentioned here.
Yeah.
And whatever kinds of medicine, the medicine that are effective in curing the different illnesses and diseases. So whatever medicines, whatever they are, then one takes them to mind and offer.
Oh, that one is. Ani jiten kam na ta thonda ini kasora ta. Gundu tamje jungtu ya ta ishigin nubuta ta bindu ya jigta ta tindela soba ta rimbuji ya jig na so ta kanyo ba namdang se tine isare.
Then all the jewels and whatever jewels there are, such as the wish-fulfilling jewel, which is said to be able to fulfill all of one's desire and needs, you know, and the other kind of precious stones, you
know.
Then all the clean, refreshing waters there are in the world. No? So this is said in the teachings to be one of the things to be offered. Yeah. There are certain types of water when drunk will harm, you know, the one's stomach, arm, the throat, yeah. So there are certain kinds of water when drunk are helpful. It's good for one's body and one's health, yeah. So for example, there are waters, there are certain kinds of water that possesses eight properties, yeah. Yeah. So such are the kinds of water that one should offer.
Oh, did he sung her? Chazan, that's also Damonzo, that did it, that Pella Nambita, Nambita, Yun Chapir, Tasodia, Zozo, that Chosen, and my Pichet, Sare, Zozo, that Pella, that Chuzang, Zanga, that Tindig, I like to chew Mambushi, that Zozo, that Timonichita, Zanga, Anichita, Yalakan, the Dendeva, Anichita, Shuji, the Chapashim Yudin, or Tinde, that Mambushi, Chazan, Pia Lelapuchi. Duksine, that's son of Sahish, and it's Lela Buton, and it's that Senata Mateo, Lela Buton, that Sanger Chowapia, that Ranjuman, that Chichos Yetivashi, or Tinde, that Inzanta, Chosi, visiting the Tangle Perata, that you chapier, that Tarso Chuetti, visiting the Rota, Sanger Chowapia, Zama, Yetu, Yapu Piesita, Tarso Tinedo Chinese Rebisha.
Most likely, the tradition of this widespread tradition of making water bowl offerings originated in Tibet because of the abundance of pure water that possesses those eight properties, you know, which can be found almost everywhere. In Tibet, because since the water is so readily available, and it is so clean and pure and has all those properties, so it became, you know, very easy, to accumulate merit, you know, by just, offering it, yeah. And offering water, is something that is done without any kind of clinging, isn't it?
Oh, to the Irish, that Tinema, that Rinchin Jew, Tani Tishindu, that on that person, that Rimbuche, that Rimbuche, Jubia, that Jula Sopa, that on that need that Re Tuxenta, Rimbuche, Jula Sopa, that Pia, that on that thing would have been at that.
Then jewel mountains, yeah? Mountains that are made of, or the whole mountain being made of something precious, yeah. So in the Abhidhamma Kosha, so there's a explanation of the Mount Meru and how Mount Meru is surrounded by these chains of golden mountains. Yeah. So these are mountains that are made of precious substances.
What was in it? That Tinema, Anichi, that Karasena, Anichi, Naksa Sajo, Inshin Yamgadan, Tondai, that Tonda Tireta, that Lingala Sopa, that Yidum, Otoxineta, Karsenata, Jitin Kamna Chinibe, that Red Nasa, Lingala Sopa, Tinzoe Tachi, Red Meton, Natsoki, and Yamba, Tindes Yedeva, or Tindesa, Pier, or Tinsenes.
Then offering all the forest growths, where what all that exists in the world, yeah, or the forest grows, or in our context, probably we use the word park. So that are beautified or adorned with flowers and so forth.
What are nashin? That nashin, anichi junshin, anichi da junshin la soba, anichi yang, shingi diwo la soba, na so da deba, da tonda yin, da tonda de, ma pe, diwo, shiu jiwo so da jima, ku de ka to, wa tinde sung to wa, da tonda shingi diwo, na so yo deba.
then offering trees that are laden with fruit, yeah. So fruit trees,
yeah.
Then offering the various kinds of fragrances and incense, you know, such as sandalwood and akaru. And offering wish fulfilling trees, jewel trees, and those are uncultivated, you know, uncultivated crops.
And also lakes
and pools that are adorned with lotuses and with swans or geese, you know. So these are the various offering substances that are unowned and exist in the human world and in the celestial realms and in the pure lands. So wherever they may be, one brings to mind all these various offering substances. By bringing them to mind, and then one offers. So the way of offering is indicated by the next couple of lines. Everything unowned within the limitless sphere of space, taking these with my mind and offer them to the supreme beings, the munis, as well as their sons, O holy objects of offering, compassionate ones, think mercifully of me and accept these offerings of mine.
So
these are all the lists of the various offering substances that are unowned. But whatever specific example or specific object you are thinking of, for example, a flower that exists in these various places, in the God realms, in the pure lands, in the human world. So whatever a specific flower you bring to mind, then you should visualize that the whole space, you know, the whole space is filled with numberless of these flowers, and then you offer that, yeah.
So, I mean, there are this whole list of unknown offering substances, yeah. Whatever it may be, you know, whatever you are thinking, whatever offering substances you bring to mind, you should multiply that particular offering substances, you know, thinking that it is numberless and filling the whole of space, and then offer that, yeah. So bringing all these different offering substances to mind, then one offers to the objects, you know, the objects of offering that were mentioned earlier. And then, I think, you know, you can think that your offerings are accepted. So from your side, you know, you visualize numberless, filling a whole space, and then you offer with, you know, the wish, or, you know, thinking, no, please accept my offerings, and then you think that your offerings are accepted. What is the reason for offering things that are unowned? Not having merit, I am destitute, and I have no other gifts to offer. Thus, O saviors, or protect saviors, you who think of others' welfare through your power, accept these for my sake.
That on that day, that's all that got the injustice symbol show, Horang Sungu, Huru, Tatinker, the Karsena, Anichi Dalam, one just Anichi Sonam Jachimbo, Sapa, and Mitemes, that to the one of Mandaba Inza, Anichi that they were long journey mess, Major, Anichi the Pierre Kimes, that in the Choba, not Shepherd, that the Choba Jachimbo in the Pierre Kimes, that.
So I guess here Shantideva is talking about, you know, himself as having not enough merit, and therefore is very poor in terms of these external resources, not actually having, you know, all these various substances.
Yeah. And Puguins, that on dying, and it's that doggy, that son of Soto Chedu, and to the question of Sheroshis or to Swank.
So, as such, you know, I offer these things that are unowned, and, you know, please, you know, may you accept it.
Oh, Doctor Shop, that's in the mind. Mm. Gyaltan tesen nama dagi lukun ten to povar ki semje tsongmen dagi yong shesin kubay kyogi bangzu chivar ki dani kyogi yongzu sumen na sinamize semje pembar ki ungi digle yangda dagi zin diba shihan nishi migeto osu datan dani rangi lubo wa sajidan
Okay, next offering one's body. Through being completely under, eternally I shall offer all my bodies to the conquerors and their children. Please accept me, you supreme heroes. Respectfully shall I be your subject. Through being completely under your care, I shall not fear conditioned existence and shall benefit sentient beings. I shall perfectly transcend my previous negativities and henceforth shall commit no more.
What was it? That Tonda, that Rang La Puetti, Tonda Buer, Carson. That Rang La Puetti, Rang Ludi, that Tonda, that Tonda Tisuguer, Rang La Puetti, Rang Ludi Matosian, the musician Kaime, that Puetti Rang Luye, said that Rang Lu, and there are certain chapel. Pugins, that Toxinita, Puce, and in Carson, Daki Shiroshis, that Tonda, Dotter.
So, what I have is only my body, I don't have other things to offer. So as such, you know, I offer myself. So please accept it.
What is so that? That on that tire, that to see that pure go back tire, that carcina. That pure, that any, that rang pure do gala, that gashing church pugare, that to die tabat and quebec on a pugare. That pure do gala. That on the yaw set of chapel, Puce, that on the yaw set of chapel, and gushing to fish, that on the what is sungu yore, or double chew, so chickens, and that sort of dubia team, that on the nobody.
So, the offering of one's body is done willingly, happily, with faith, and with respect. And the point of offering the body to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is so that one can accomplish their wishes. So it is said that, you know, by offering one's body to the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas and thinking that they accept it, you know, then henceforth, you know, then one, you know, uses, you know, one's body, you know, as to work, you know, fearlessly for the welfare of others.
Ani chisuyang, ani chi lenshenyang, dikwa miki wasu. Ota miki to otoksinita. Tonda ini, re, ta gyobatang, ta domsimche, dine ingire. Ta tonda ini, ta rangi lupiche, rangi simki tamja shahe, otine ingire.
Then after having offered one's body, applies an attitude of restraint by pledging that will not use the body that one has offered and will not use that to accumulate negativities. So, offering one's body to the Buddhas and Bodhisattva is said to be the best protection for oneself. After having offered one's body, then one basically places oneself under the command and the orders of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. One literally becomes
their servant, and then one one allows them, the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, to use, you know, to allow them to use us to in whatever way to benefit the sentient beings. And if we allow ourselves to be used in that way, then the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas will always protect us. And as such, that becomes the best protection for oneself. So we really dedicate ourselves to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, dedicate the body completely, you know, one's body, speech and mind, then one would be under the influence or the control of the three jewels, yeah, and the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and as such, naturally one accumulates a lot of merit and purify the negativities.
What in the Irish?
If you have a question, you can, you may ask.
Hi, Karen Wuchi. Mm-hmm. I don't have a very intelligent question.
Who knows?
Something very, very, you know. Okay, everything unowned, verse 2.5, right? So sometimes I just think all the unowned offering substances, and then I don't specifically think, you know, what the substances are. I don't visualize. Then, does it count?
Can you repeat?
Repeat, okay. So verse 2.5 says everything unowned within the limitless spheres of space, right? So if, let's say, I just think, okay, I want to offer all the offering substances, they are unowned in the 10 billion world systems. Okay, I just think like that, and then I offer. Does it count if I do not visualize, like, individual substances, like, let's say, flowers? Because I always do that. I want to know whether it works. Sometimes just very rush, everything will go inside, everything unowned.
其他的大哥他说呢他其他的他怎么能要把他们这几个啊你去看原来配置他这里呢什么当马特呢要把他们这配置呢他做到三个了他马赛的嘛做马赛的要把他做到三个的是他的马赛的做到三个的是他的。
In general, if you think that you're offering everything that exists in the world without bringing to mind, you know, a specific, you know, object, well, it's not that you don't accumulate merit, yeah. You definitely accumulate merit,
yeah.
But if we do bring to mind a specific offering substances, while it is not ours, but when you bring it to mind, you know, there's this feeling of closeness or proximity in that. It's very fresh. And while it is not ours, but you know, when you bring it to mind, it feels as if it is our, yeah. It belonging to us, yeah. And then, you know, you offer that, you know, there's a kind of emotional involvement with that, right? You know, this kind of feeling, yeah.
我读经呢，他那一大人给什么错用啊？是啦，这个带出这个拼音上面错用啊，一个个样的，是吧？我听那些用啊，许多大，我呢出版人呢，就我呢就他看试试，他修师傅什么当心，我呢就他我需要把东西他就听那些什么当中呢，啊呢我呢拼白呢就他什么错面都辛苦的吧。
So I think mainly is this, yeah. So if you can bring a specific, you know, these various different specific offering substances, and then have them appear as clearly as possible to your mind, you know, and then, you know, you have this, then there's this kind of emotional involvement with that, you know, there's this feeling now that it is kind of yours, yeah. And then, you know, then you offer that, and then there's this additional flavor, yeah, this feeling, different feeling you get from offering, yeah.
但样，听到前面那样，等到开了，等到我去是多，安尼就，到搞了这个，到你车上听到录音是啷多，到这，搞你家你毛龙镇的叫新个，我去新个多，安尼就到，云南中个到水呢，到毛龙修，也行不搭起，搭修，这个，也行不搭起，多些，安尼这先把这个毛龙叫新个多，毛龙这叫嘛些，到没这个毛龙康，搭不谈起。아니두번쇼슬랍시아니코너만태도좀더터바를세시도가요그봐
So there's this account of two people making aspirational prayers. There's this one, you know, really know how to pray. Is able to, you know, think very extensively and have, you know, make very extensive wishes and aspirations. But then the other guy,you know, he doesn't have the ability, you know, he doesn't, you know, really know how to think, you know. But then he just thought, you know, whatever he prays, whatever he aspires to, whatever he's praying, I mean, I also pray and made it happen as well. But it is said that he also achieved the results of the prayer. Yeah.
Maybe. Could be like that, you know.
Huh? But maybe not so fast, yeah.
Huh?
Maybe not so fast.
这东西吃一年块的，但怎么能要把他们这在票根上呢？其实呢，刚刚票都别人都归不着的。
Yeah, perhaps there's this danger. I mean, there's this, like, you know, likelihood, you know, that, you know, we just think, you know, oh, I'm just offer whatever there is in this world, you know, well, there's this likelihood that perhaps, you know, that we actually maybe accumulate the merit of actually having offered all of that, yeah.
You got?
Okay, yeah. Another related question.
Ah.
So, if you just think like everything are unowned, but, you know, does that also include things that are not so good.
Not so good.
Yeah.
But what the text describes, all the good ones, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not mentioned, doesn't mean they don't exist, right? So, is there a danger?
Yeah, we
only offer the good stuff here.
Okay, so we have to think that, right?
Huh?
If I forget to think that, then maybe I offer bad things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I understand what you mean. So you cannot think everything in the world, yeah? Huh? So you have to think everything good in the world. Then okay.
When critically sought, the substantial existence cannot be found in all phenomena. So what is this thing that is attached to the ego? Also, in a practice to uncover the Buddha nature within us, is there a risk of the practice becoming a form of attachment? If yes, how do we avoid that?
这个老大方式，can you repeat? You didn't get.
Okay, since there is no such thing as substantial existence, what is the thing that is attached to the ego?
Okay.
Second question. Through the practice of uncovering the Buddha nature within all of us.
While practicing
to uncover the Buddha nature within all of us, is there a risk of the practice becoming a form of attachment? If yes, how do we avoid it?
First one I understand, the second one I don't understand.
냠냠 거랑 네 자신 네 조약 있긴 자기를 말해줘.
냠냠.
냠냠 거랑 소소 practice.
자기야 말해.
시기를 해서.
아?
시기를 해서.
냠냠 자꾸 있긴 한 거였어.
냠냠 제일 제일 세야지. 냠냠 거랑 네 자비 있긴 조기를 말해줘. 계시 조금 하나 가르치고 그래서
맞아 부다 내셔를 제대로 알레 다
몇 년 차인가
그래 직단 달에 과 가르치는 나 가정 시대 다 나 가정 수반 시대 당신 그 두바 자원이 내야 말해 최든지 당신 그 동반에 쓰기가 돼 제상 딘데지 동변 내수지 하거나 꼭 만진 시용 말아 왔다. 그러고 또고 원해시 딱 만진 용해디 동변랑 시지 하마 가지. 아니 밖에나 두 옷을 짐바디 진지 딱 만진다. 딱 맞아서 딱 감바티 되는 용도 와. 딴 내수다 하면 만진도 용 말아 왔다. 그러고 저도 되게 알았다.
Well, the nature of all phenomena is that they are empty of existing, inherently empty of existing, truly. And so forth. So all phenomena have the nature of emptiness, yeah. But it's because we don't realize that, then there's an apprehension, yeah, grasping at a person, at a real self, and then there's the arising of afflictions such as pride, and so forth, yeah. So in the first place, if one understands the ultimate nature of phenomena, there's no basis for such an apprehension of self to arise.
You got the first one? You got? You got. Chapati. 잡아둬야
Well, attachment needs to be gotten rid of, yeah.
다 잡바디 먼저 독고요. 다 잡바디 된도 편하지 말아. 잡바디 독고요. 제단 잡바도 하게 탑디 들랑 심에 맞서 못다. 이 쪽도 좋아야지.
So attachment is not to be fostered, but rather attachment is to be gotten rid of. Yeah. And the best method for overcoming attachment is to meditate on the emptiness of inherent existence.
That you asking?
So as for practice, no, whatever practice, no, it may be called, or whatever practice one is doing, no, including studying the Dharma. So everything that the Buddha taught, you know, is to overcome the afflictions. Yeah. So if it is a practice, then it must contribute to the destruction of the afflictions. Yeah.
That choose, that choose, choose to do the said, that you want to test, no good to summon in a time, but it. No, choose, 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 choose,
choose, whether it then becomes Dharma, while you're practicing Dharma, but whether the practice becomes Dharma depends on whether the afflictions are harmed or not, at least a little bit, you know. So that's the criteria in which we can judge whether what we do is actually, whether what we do actually becomes Dharma or not. Yeah. Yeah. It has to hurt the afflictions. Yeah.
Oh, that can't share the and choose to give some check. That is choose to give a check. That tea got pneumonia, pneumonia, that pneumonia compared to Jogoduna. That chewed the choose to give us. Can't share the chewed, chewed the numbers, that chewed on him, but choose matters. That taught the singular. Tell them that did zona, that decayamare, don't that did it.
So, while what one is practicing is the thing that you're practicing is Dharma, but if the practice does not contribute to the weakening, the lessening of the afflictions, but rather if it causes, contributes to an increase in the afflictions, then the practice is not a practice. The practice doesn't become Dharma. It only looks like a practice, so you know, is a counterfeit, you know, counterfeit practice, yeah, and that is incorrect.
What do you mean? Just on that, go to do this some time, sir. Go to, go for a chew on some cheese. But on the chew by the food, na go for a put on machine, na take a chew on some chew by the food, na put on machine, na go. I just get the same get. What did they use to go? Right, honestly.
Like the, what I mentioned earlier about offerings, yeah. So yeah, you know, one may make offerings, one may give something. But if one doesn't know how to give, then the act of giving may actually become a show, you know, or a way of becoming, you know, a kind of show off and proud, yeah, and becoming proud, yeah.
What did it? That's just a shabby, not that. 他去写白呢，让给写白呢打的。我那就现的现写，但我那只能省略写的话，搞过来去现写。那俺要写，我真生写，我真的用不多。到底，我如果去我那去，我你们去当去的确实没得大写了吧？那他他一天做年度呢，他对那工人觉得能送多，是吧？然后呢，两百多个都写。去了命的这些是你把国内咱们国内送一回去加上他确实抓了被人去过来送回来了。
Well, it seemed like studying Dharma, yeah. So the whole point of studying Dharma is that it must contribute to the lessening of the afflictions, must hurt the afflictions, yeah. But at times, you know, instead of learning Dharma,instead of becoming an antidote to the afflictions, it becomes a cause for competition, competing with others, cause for becoming arrogant. So that's a sign of not knowing what is Dharma and how to practice Dharma.
Oh, this is that Lamne Gola, that Kulung Chue Gola, Shib Chobu Sine, that Gola, Nui Yung Sun Bang.曾经都写作准备过呢，去年过的是我过年我都写的了，都那个东西。
So that's why right at the beginning of the stages of the path of the enlightenment, you know, at the beginning, you know, one is explained clearly how one should learn the Dharma. You know, so in the context of hearing the Dharma, one should listen through abandoning the three faults of a vessel.And cultivating the six ideas, and of the six, there's the idea that one is a chronic patient, one has, you know, and that the Dharma is the medicine, yeah, to the illness, the sickness of the afflictions, yeah.
What in the shadow?但是他今妈妈脚不落个印在那马了哇！我天哪，他现在觉得那个全部都进度他嘞。我天嘞，他可是人家学的嘞，可是人家工业嘛，做起那么用工业，可是就学的车上他，可是国做菜嘞，他国做马上啊，工业的生意他吃不进嘞。
嗯。
吃不进嘞，他多少吃过嘞？我读书呢，别个老师菜嘞，天天忙这些，他。工作起是他工业，工作了起是干嘛？中文你学，是吧？我听的是他。
Okay, so.
Later, next time, not time, yeah.
So then I will try to read the other remaining verses of this chapter quickly. There's nothing really. I mean, there's nothing really important or critical in that sense, needing detailed explanation. Yeah. Then, as for you know, those of you who have signed up for that 1 year meditation program, I think yes, some of you have already started. But those of you who have not started but who have signed up, then.Please take note that the start date, you know, is this Sunday, which is the very first day of the Tibetan New Year. Yeah. So if you have not started, make sure that you start on this Sunday. And the commitment is that you have to meditate for a minimum of 15 to 20 minutes a day, daily for a year.
我读起来，但这年的这段叔叔干，这段当我这初八年多去那从那通马新一镇出去过那是，是吧？到新一镇出过几大，到你送几到新一镇出过去，啊，你我就感慨，他土毛土，他公司接了下来了，啊，你我就做零钱了，七八千不用哎，到新一镇出过的到送东西，是吧？我这就工作些事是的。
So because we are doing this.I mean, this exercise as a group or collective effort, yeah. So if everybody was to and reflect on the same topic, then it would be easier. So as such, you should start with the topic of correctly relying on the virtuous friend. And we will set aside 3 months for that.15 or 20 minutes goes by very quickly. But for the first 10 minutes, what you should do is to go for refuge, generate bodhicitta, then you have the 4 immeasurables, and then after that you do the 7 branch of worship or the 7 limb practice. Yeah. So for the first 10 minutes, this is what you should do.
First 10 minutes. Huh? Next time, don't tell me I don't have enough time. 10 minutes, I cannot finish this board meditation. You know what I'm saying? People say, I don't know what to meditate. But there's plenty to meditate. My point is here. No. So 10 minutes, you can do the 7 limb, 4 immeasurable, and bodhicitta, refuge. You meditate, 10 minutes is not enough. Yeah, so some people say, 10 minutes, what to think? No? Many people say, I don't know what to think, but there's plenty to think. 10 minutes is not enough. Okay? So those people who think 10 minutes too long, I don't know what to meditate, there's plenty to think. Yeah? So like that. So those who think not enough time, okay, then you make longer time, 20 minutes for that. It's up to you. Yeah? Tuxini, that tinema, anichita, that shingit sukone, tuxinita, anichita, tereta, carsorata, rank lamata, anichita, jerumbuce, emichitus, or tuxin, tindesia, mikwache, anita, that Thomas Samidogala, tere, such that shingitimbe, penyon summit, and shingi matebe, that naming summit, or tinde without any tinema, saw a tapa jamba, say shingle, tinema, ani. Gatin Jesu tenen, gatin Jesu tenbaos. Ani tinema juwe nyebar cheba, seishita tondayin, domna saje nga nang tuksin, tindeis nang domni samadahare.
So then, you know, you bring to your mind your own guru, and you view him as inseparable from Lama Tsongkhapa. Then you reflect on the topic of correctly relying on the virtuous friend or guru devotion. You can think of the whole subject of guru devotion in terms of 5 main points. Yeah, 5 main points. Yeah. What you have to figure out, you know, what you have to think about is first the advantages of correctly relying on the virtuous friend. And the next one, the disadvantages of relying incorrectly on the virtuous friend. Number 3, the root, training in faith. Number 4, developing respect through remembering the kindness of the guru. And then number 5, devoting in action. Yeah, devoting to the guru in action. So the whole guru devotion topic can be looked at in terms of these 5 main points.
Yeah.
Areas.
Toshine. That chitan tire ta pena shinyi matena rangla shingi tida matabaina. Shingi teta matabaina. Ani shingi tem ani jong kare yosares. Shingi tida tebe jenchese. Jenchese rangla yunde kare chungtu. Kyopsan kare chungtu desa matayare. Chitan ta. Singing the pain, Joe, Matime, Nimi, Joe Sinita, the Yungu, or Tuxine, Gabriella, Tuzuana, Tilo, Tinan, the Junze, Kayan, Wansi, Sola Pentobody, 독신의 삼마다 신이 땜바나 땜바이다 나라 편도디 충샤스 마땜바이나 편도디 말로 유무 말로 쓴다 또 딘데시다 신시소네 다 삼 좋아요하시다 도다디
So you ask yourself you know, what are the benefits you know? What are the benefits or what are the qualities I have gained after I met you know or I relied on this as a particular person as a guru and what would have happened if I did not rely on this person yeah? And of course if you have time you know, you should consult the Lambrim literature where there's an extensive explanation of the many benefits you know? So there's a whole list of benefits of the advantages of correctly relying on the virtuous prayer and there's also a list of you know all the faults and disadvantages of not relying correctly on the virtuous prayer and, but you know although there's this list of many advantages and disadvantages you take those that are effective for your mind you know? That help you to see for yourself, you know, that, you know, the benefits of relying correctly, and then you see for yourself the faults of relying incorrectly. And the whole point is to bring about a transformation in the mind that you actually feel it and you know, you taste it. Yeah. You experience that, yeah.
Korante rangi jevi shingi de sanja ngosu takwaya o tinte etane teba chaya de sungu yore tinanta namro lakshan korangchi na ta yaku yore korangta sacha ngare je tinte ke tone ta sanja takwa tanda wa sete sacha ngayi tone yang ko yang geru yungkutuwa ta tanda yin o tinte yangchi yang
Then as for the third point, the root, the very root, training in faith, which means that is training your mind to look at the Guru as the Buddha, real, you know, is to conceive you know, the Guru is Buddha. Yeah. And for this particular point, it is good to refer to Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, the Lambrim text, Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, where there's a very extensive discussion on this point of Guru devotion. Why you should look at the Guru as Buddha, how you're able to do that, and then the actual way of looking at the Guru as Buddha, transforming the mind into that, yeah. So consult liberation in the palm of your hands. Then the fourth point, remembering the kindness. Yeah, again, there's a very good explanation of this in different sub points that are found in also liberation in the palm of your hand. Yeah.
Oh, 통다 뒤에 다 가르스나 다 통다 뒤 남주 다 강공제 조사를 이해받지 고거라 지대네 다 사장 많이 털어 다 통다 이 신의 대비 편이요, 마 대비 님이 은자와 대바 장바스, 아니까진 제수 대바, 안주의 대수, 어디다 사실에서 독신이다, 차장도 좋다 말아, 님아시다 신의 대비 편이요 직상 당시다, 가마 주우스려나, 아니로 신의 대비 편이다, 마 대비 님이 쓰리 가마 주우다, 독신이야, 그 님아 둘다 지 뒤돌아 삼아다나 들어와, 안 뒤네 마니 자와 대바 장바 세드나야, 그
So whatever you're reflecting away, whatever you're going to analyze, you need to have a good grasp of the material. You need to have a good grasp of the material, the subject matter, you know. And it is also good to situate, you know, the entire subject matter in terms of main areas or, I mean, we call them outlines, yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, so this whole topic of Guru devotion, you know, you can look at it in terms of five main areas, starting with the advantages of correctly relying on the virtuous friend, then the next one, the faults or the disadvantages of relying incorrectly on the virtuous friend, Then number three, the root, the very root, main training, root training in faith. And number four, remembering the kindness. And number five, devoting correctly in action. Yeah. So because, it's not possible to reflect on everything in one session, you know. So it's not possible. So you should start with the benefits, you know, of relying correctly on a virtuous friend and think about it, you know, for a couple of days, you know, and so forth. Then you move on to the next one, you know, the reflecting for a few days or a week or two on the faults or relying correctly, and then moving on to the next one, you know, the actual training, you know, how, you know, training that is mentioned in the liberation of palm of your hands, using those reasons to train the mind to look, to see the Guru as a Buddha and so forth. So you divide the time roughly, you know, on your own, yeah?
So there's some announcement, yeah, about the retreat, so we don't have much time. Yeah. So maybe she'll make very short.
Okay, this is the retreat which Ken Rinpoche will be conducting. The dates is from October 16, retreats end on the 23rd. Yeah, we have plans to leave on the 15th of October. We come back on the 24th of October. Registration is open now. CAT has got all the application form. Yeah, and the closing date is on April 1st. This is going to be the same like the retreat we did 2 years ago, the Medicine Buddha retreat, where we will cultivate shamatha, concentration, using the deity or Medicine Buddha. For those who are not familiar with using a deity as your object of meditation, then you can use the breath or the abdomen for the purpose of cultivating the concentration. Okay. The place will be at Kopan. We have the different types of rooms. We provisionally have provided for 50 people. Estimated cost is 1,003 to 1,004 this time. It's cheaper than 2 years ago because we are not planning for any pilgrimage. Important thing to note is that we will have a deposit of $500, which is non-refundable. The only time when the deposit will be refunded back to you is when there is a medical condition not allowing you to attend, yeah? Or if any other situations you want to seek exemptions, then you will have to come to Ken Rinpoche. Okay? So the dates, leaving on the... because Catherine Lau and I, only money collectors, yeah? So departure date, 15th October. We are coming back 24th October. Okay? Registration date closed.